And now for something completely different, as Monty Python would have said.
Yes, indeed. Tonight we have Janet Stuckling here. She was a graduate from the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and currently is at the Schola Cantorum in Basilenus, Schola Cantorum Basilenus in Basel here in the city, and we are very pleased to welcome her to the English Show. Welcome to the English Show, Janet.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, right. Very good. It is great to have you. And Janet's here because I met her at a party, and she was talking to me about medieval music, and I was absolutely captivated because I know nothing about how music came to be, and I was also wanted to hear a lot more about the Schola Cantorum, which is a kind of a unique school. There are other music schools that study medieval music, but it's the only one, I think, in the world that you can get a degree in medieval music.
Yes, it's the only school that has a complete program for studying medieval music.
So you came to Basel for music?
I came to Basel to check out the early music scene, and really was impressed with the medieval department and the concerts I heard, and said I had to come here and study.
And you're staying for love.
Yes, while I was here, I met the love of my life, and we're married, and yeah.
It's very exciting. But we're here really to talk about a concert you're going to have next Tuesday. So right away after the English show is done, you should rush to the Kartäuser Kirche, which is not the Theodor's Kirche. It's near the Wettsteinplatz, and it's really inside the Waisenhaus.
Correct.
And you'll be treated to an hour and a half of beautiful medieval music with a little bit of explanation to help the uninitiated understand what's happening.
Precisely.
And you will be playing the Gothic harp, and you'll be playing a fiddle, but it's not exactly what a fiddle is now these days.
It's the ancestor of the whole string family. Fiddle refers to both playing over the shoulder like a violin or playing between the legs like a cello. It develops into the whole string family that we have today.
Well, you brought an instrument with you. I have to say it's a beautiful instrument. And could you tell us a little bit something about this gorgeous instrument? Who made it?
Sure. This was made by Klaus Hüttl. It was commissioned by the Schola. It's based on a painting from the 14th century in northern Spain. And he tried to make the instrument as much like the painting as he could, complete with fantastic carvings, monk's head, wolf's head, dragon, swan body. It's rather interesting because it has two rows of strings rather than one, which we don't have so many pictures from the medieval period with two rows.
Because the harp nowadays is just one row of strings, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So this one, I thought, what was interesting is that you have a picture of it. You could make a replica, but you don't know how it was tuned.
Precisely.
Does that cutly put you at a bit of a disadvantage, or does it give you creative license?
There's creative license, but there are also lots of treatises written in the medieval period. People liked to write about music. Knowing something about music was more prestigious than playing music. So theoreticians would write about music and how it was played, and so we have some idea of tuning, but not precisely how each instrument was. How was this particular double harp tuned? That we don't know.
Ah, very good. And so what have you done with it for tonight's performance?
Tonight I'm going to play Trotto, which is a 14th century Italian piece.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Take it away.
Thank you.
was really nice. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
700-year-old piece of music there.
There you go, exactly, in this beautiful old town. So that's going to be kind of a beautiful setting, the old church, and you'll have your instruments, and you're playing with several other people who are going to be supporting you. They're going to be on different instruments and also singing. There'll also be an old bagpipe there, a doodle sack. It'll be really quite the entourage you'll have with you.
Yeah, I hope to get as much variety and sampling from the medieval period as possible to give people an introduction who know nothing about the music.
Well, it's really quite gorgeous, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So that's, again, that's an evening, of a guided evening of medieval music at the Kartäuser Kirche, a week from today, so Tuesday the 27th at 2015, so 8:15. So thanks very much for coming on the show, Janet.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us, because if you're new or if you don't know about Basel, that's one cultural aspect of Basel which not a lot of people know, that it's a bit of a mecca, really, for medieval music.
Mm-hmm.
Basel has is famous for a number of things, museums, Fasnacht, but medieval music is one of those things which not a lot of people know about, and it's very important, part of the fabric of this great city. So next Tuesday night, details on our website, of course, theenglishshow.com. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Wonderful piece of music.